This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Over 150,000 Wisconsinites are waiting for their unemployment claims to be processed. And while the state has added hundreds of staff to manage the backlog, many laid-off Wisconsin workers have gone months without any source of income. Bram Sablesmith reports.
By the time David Fickey was laid off from his welding job in March, hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites had already filed unemployment claims. Fickey did too, hoping the financial assistance would help him survive as the pandemic shut down much of the state's economy.
It's an online process, which is actually pretty easy.
In addition to the initial application, Fickey has to file a new claim each week he's unemployed. But all of his claims are on hold as the state investigates his work history. And when he tried calling the helpline...
Thank you for calling the Wisconsin Unemployment Claimant Assistance Line. We are sorry, but our queues are currently full.
Fickey said he saw the writing on the wall. He'd be waiting a long time for financial help in a first-come, first-served system drowning in a flood of claims. Rather than risk getting evicted, he traded his apartment in Beaver Dam for a stay at the Hotel Chrysler. That's his 2006 town and country minivan. Fickey drove out to Minnesota to be near his daughter, who was staying with his ex-wife. His ex was shocked by his arrangement.
She's like, "You're staying in a minivan?" I'm like, "Yeah. I got the seats folded down. I've got, you know, my power converter. I've got a slow cooker. You know, I'm good to go."
His former in-laws insisted he move in with them too. And that's how he ended up living with his ex-wife, her parents, and her new boyfriend.
It is what it is.
Fickey's not alone in his wait for help. Over 150,000 people in the state have pending unemployment claims. By mid-June, the Department of Workforce Development was still making its way through some pending claims from March, and more than 20,000 new people are filing claims each week. That's left tens of thousands of laid-off workers frustrated and without income.
I've been involved in rehoming 14 families that have become homeless because of this.
Shannon Times Rainwater helps organize a Facebook support group for people dealing with the state's unemployment system. It has nearly 4,000 members. Times Rainwater herself waited over 2 months for her assistance to arrive this Saturday. In that time, she had to make the difficult decision to place her daughter with special needs in a group home when her family could no longer afford caregivers.
It's not favorable, but as her support team, we all agree that her being home right now without her in-home staff, we just can't do it.
She says Governor Tony Evers and DWD Secretary Caleb Frostman have lacked urgency on the unemployment crisis.
16 weeks. People have gone without income and nobody cares.
There are many reasons for the wait. The biggest is the onslaught of over 3.5 million weekly claims since March. DWD's had to bring on over 1,000 new people to staff the phone lines and adjudicate claims one by one. Also, the agency's technology is from the 70s and takes a long time to program. But these issues have been known about for years and state lawmakers never acted to correct them. Instead, a dozen laws passed since 2011 restrict access to unemployment. Secretary Frostman says the newly hired staff are beginning to help his agency process claims faster.
If they're found eligible and have been making their weekly claims, they'll get every dollar they're entitled to, including back pay.
But he knows even back pay will not fix every hardship of living months without income. Wisconsin's not alone in these struggles. Backlogs have been reported in places like Florida, Pennsylvania, and Kentucky. Washington called in the National Guard to process claims, and Nevada's unemployment chief resigned after receiving threats from frustrated claimants. David Fickey is back in Wisconsin. He says he understands why it could take the state a few weeks to get their system ready for so many claims.
But when you're out 8, 9, 10, 11, and beyond, you have to be able to do something for the people that help fund your state.
And as he waits, he has no choice but to try to nab work as the pandemic rages on. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.